Mike. It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's time for the What the Hell Show with Private Rex Owen Sumerian. Join in on the conversation on the IRC, on the Ranch Radio Channel, and the Dell Net servers. And now, here's Private Rex Ball. If you would like to email death threats or send mail bombs to anyone you're listening to tonight on What the Hell, email us at info@rantsradio.com or send explosive charges to Box 2x6.
Shut up. My mic is not loud enough. I've taken over your point. My mic is not loud enough. My mic must be louder.
See, the thing is, until seconds ago, mine was loud enough.
How do I sound now? I don't sound loud enough.
Yeah, that's because you turned the volume down. We don't sound very loud, and we're going to talk too close to Mike and Pete.
Are we actually going to have Grill on the left and the Mighty Man share a mic? Yes, we can hear you. There's another pair of headphones in front of Dragon
Ghost.
If anyone would care to listen to it. Hello?
Showing those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another show of What the Hell on Rant Radio.
Hey, what the hell?
What the hell?
Whoa. Crap load of people here tonight.
Why is mine
this
so quiet?
Boxing
because
day
turn my mic up.
Special.
Shut up. Yeah, it's our Boxing Day special for all you people in the States. There's a Canadian holiday called Boxing Day.
It's not a fucking right holiday.
I don't know the
whole
lineage of it.
It's not a holiday.
It's not a holiday?
It's a holiday dedicated to the
I thought it is a holiday.
It is. It's a holiday. It's a stat holiday.
If it's on a Monday, it would be a holiday.
It is not a statutory holiday.
I've gotten paid time and a half for it.
Yes, but that's because your company is nice. It is not a statutory holiday.
My company is nice. I'm a security guard. My company is never nice.
Okay, it's not a statutory holiday.
No,
it is
honestly,
in Ontario, but it isn't here.
In some parts. So it's a some parts of Canada holiday.
It's not the, it's not federal, it's provincial.
And yeah.
Anyway, it's an excuse to put down prices and
if you're in Ontario
consume.
Your store on Boxing Day, they fine you with a big piece of paper.
Really? So they don't have big Boxing Day sales there.
No, they do.
Well, how can
they
you not
find?
They fine for sales.
They fine them for being open on a statutory holiday. Oh, yeah. You're only allowed to be open if you're 7-Eleven or a gas station.
Rex, where's
7-Eleven?
I used to live there.
Special exception.
Where is this?
Toronto.
In Ontario.
In Ontario, on the whole. However, since we live in B.C., it is a giant retail prostitution frenzy.
Yes.
And the greatest thing is that they don't even have sales. They just go, all right, everyone thinks we're having
a sale. Calling it a sale.
I was at the mall today. It was like I went into the Gap. To see if the clothing which I had been looking at, which they were promoting the hell out of to buy for gifts, had been marked down to drastically the second Christmas is over. It's true. Unfortunately, the lineup for the tills went from one of the side of the store to the opposite side of the store, wrapped around, and went back to the entrance. Every single bloody store in Willowbrook Mall had the doors shut almost closed, and they'd have a security guard, and they would only let one person in for every person who came out.
Yep.
For every single bloody store in that mall.
Wow.
It was freaky. It was just I was like, is this some kind of massive teenage clothing shortage that's going on? have we entered some kind of weird Russian quota system?
Yeah. Blue jeans.
A mall in the life of Ivan Denisovich. But anyway.
I went to Future Shop too today.
I went to AMB Sound as well. It was fine.
They had sales, I think.
Yeah, AMB they had 10 and 20% off.
Actual sales.
Who did?
But Future
AMB
Shop,
Sound.
I don't even know if they had
a bunch of DVDs today.
What'd you
guess? It's right up here.
Read off the titles.
Grab that plastic bag. There's two things on top of it.
Yes, show them all. Show them to our viewers.
There's no webcam this week. Something
Why do we have no webcam? Well, that's funny. There's a camera over there.
Well, we're seeing things, and it's taping, but there's no webcam.
Why?
I don't know. I just started it up like normal, and it's not working. Maybe maybe Enki did something to it.
So
that's most likely what happened, because he got an egg cam thing.
So
and
what are we going to do here? Are we going to take the images and actually update the page?
I've been busy, damn it. It's a busy time of season.
I don't know if anyone's noticed.
For
anyone who wants to bitch that Sumerian has been updating the page, I don't know if you've looked at any pictures of Sumerian. Sumerian's not a bad-looking guy. He is not 9 million fucking pounds and having hair that drags down over his shoulders with that I'm Egon Spengler gone bad look. Well,
okay, bring
computer geeks do.
Bring this around. What's the relevance of this?
He has a life. That's the point.
No, the point is all of a sudden.
The point is I'm razzing him. I'm just razzing him for not updating the page.
I know. I'm razzing myself. I should do it. I got the wall, which I had before, but it was fucked up.
Right.
So I got...
You got a working wall.
Oh, well, I don't know yet. So it should be working. But I took it back and got Pulp Fiction. And then my parents got me Pulp Fiction for Christmas. Of course. So that's what I got instead, and I picked up some more. And I got Stephen King's The Stand, which just rocked. I love that.
Is it good?
Yes.
I haven't seen it, so...
Awesome.
Oh, I like
apocalyptic
it.
Movie.
It starts off with the end of the world. How can you not like it?
Yeah.
Okay, if I like it, would I like it?
You would love it.
You would love it.
Okay.
It's basically God and the devil have a showdown in Denver.
That's kind of cheesy, but...
In a post-apocalyptic Denver?
Yes.
Okay, the best part about it, most of humanity is gone, but all the stuff is left behind.
Yeah, that's the best part.
All right.
Grab the food before it rots.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
Apocalypse Now.
And good to your friends.
Apocalypse Now.
Very, always classic.
Always good.
Yes.
And
good until you get to the second half.
For a good price of $15.79, Shawshank Redemption.
Awesome fucking movie, actually.
You haven't told me, what you think of The Green Mile?
Very, very, very good. I love that movie.
I've made three attempts to go see it.
Definitely go see it.
I have not seen it.
Yes.
Yeah, go with Sean.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Go.
What movie?
Jack and
Green Mile.
You want to go see it?
Sean?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Don't listen to them.
It's
stupid. Shut up.
I'm not thinking you're going to be all that interested. It was okay, but it wasn't fantastic like they're saying.
Well.
What? The Stand?
No,
what are we talking about?
No, The Green Mile.
I haven't
seen
it.
I mean, it's really
that's
good.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, do not go to the movie thinking...
Wow, it's The Matrix or something like that.
Wow, don't go to the movie thinking it's really, really, really good because you will kill someone.
We saw a movie... We'll save this for the movie reviews, but we saw a movie this week that we're going to rip apart, I think, a little bit. Well, not rip apart, but...
Which is the name of the movie?
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Oh, God, you saw that?
Why?
And you didn't go, oh, wait, this is a preteen lost in self sort of leaf and wind blowjob on
No, it's not that at all. You actually have no idea what you're talking about.
I have no...
You haven't seen the movie. You haven't seen the movie.
Actually,
you haven't seen the movie.
No,
it's not what you expect from the
movie. I have not seen The Talented...
No, it's not what you expect.
I have not seen The Talented Mr. Ripley, but I have seen the French film that this movie was based on.
And how was that?
Were there lots of homosexuals in it too?
It's The Talented Monsieur Ripley.
Monsieur Ripley.
I cannot remember the name of it, but it was on...
Fellatio with Monsieur Ripley?
I don't remember. It was on basically 39.
Hey, Garcon, suck this. I don't know.
No. See, the previous make
Let's put it this way. It was on Showcase on a Friday night. What does that tell you?
I mean, yes.
One of those movies.
I watched, just following this rant.
Damn it.
Yeah. There are art films that show people pulling Benoit balls out of their ass.
I only saw that twice.
I'm sorry. When I tune in on a fucking Friday night to watch people pulling Benoit balls out of their ass, or when I'm in the Vancouver International Airport, the Vancouver International Airport, and they're playing Flesh fucking Gordon on
great.
The screen with children watching.
The kids are standing there watching it.
And I'm like, it's a really sad state of affairs when Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, is the voice of Bastion of Good Censorship.
Went up to the security guards. This on tape, the whole thing. There's Flash Gordon on the screen. There's the kids watching it. There's Sean going up to the security guard.
I mean, not for me to be a bastard.
There's
good
the security
morality,
guard unplugging the television because they can't change the channel.
Pardon me for, you know, actually having a voice of good taste, but I don't think you should be showing porn to fucking children who are migrants from other countries in the Canadian International
Welcome
Airport. Welcome to Canada, where you can watch fucking people being raped on the airport. Wait, I didn't know this was L.A. Only it's a live show there.
Yeah.
Welcome to the end times.
Like, fuck, man.
We got a full house this week, so we're going to go around the room and introduce everyone.
Absolutely.
And
Gordon, by the way, is a pornographic version of Flash Gordon that was done. Soft porn.
Soft porn.
You don't actually see any penetration.
That's the definition of soft porn.
Yes.
Lots of riding, no penetration.
So you got five guys on one chick making her airtight, but hey, that's soft porn. No,
basically,
I don't think so.
Provided you don't see genitalia, yes, that's soft porn.
Say what you like, but it sounds like some bullshit to me.
I don't make these rules.
Who wants to be in the video camera? Let's go around the room. Any video camera people? Okay, Sean's going to do it.
The man on the camera.
Can you give me a Dr. Pepper while you're up?
Might as well put him to work, huh?
Hey, bitch,
please.
Boom.
Okay. Everyone in the kitchen, come out of the kitchen. Please.
See, you can come out of the kitchen or we can go into the kitchen and do the show there.
Where is the
Zoom?
What? On the back, top.
I can't hear
back,
you.
Back, top, little.
Very loud.
Little
I'm
knob.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Speak loud. Come over here. I can't.
Gonzo Fuzzy, come on in. Sure. That's backwards, but. Hi, this is Sumerian.
It's the dark. There we go.
How's it going? You have to get it in.
No, give us a pose. You're not doing your...
Hi. My name's Sumerian, and I'll be your host for this evening. Thank you.
Hey,
we're moving over to... back and to the left. Projectile vomit man. Brutal. Brutal. Brutal.
Hi.
And we've got Dak.
Back, saying hello.
Did you get it? There we go. A little side angle there. Oh, too close. And next over, we've got Just Al. Say hi, Just Al.
Hi. I guess I'll just...
It's
just
Al.
Hi.
Somebody
hi.
Who's never been to one of these shows. Have you ever been to a show? Okay.
Hello.
He's a virgin.
Is it better now?
It's louder. I don't know if that's
it's
better
not,
in your opinion.
It's not louder. That's not even mine. Is this mine? There's mine.
There's yours. And now we've got Drexel.
My mic's not
on the
loud
mixer
enough.
Turn it
back
and
up.
On the mic.
Why did I reach over there? You just turned it back down again.
And next over we have...
Kimberly.
Kimberly, using her
Kimberly.
Real name.
In a little whisper. Kimberly.
Massive
That's
cyber
okay.
stalkers.
They talk me instead.
But
hi, girl on the left. How you doing?
Girl on the left.
Girl on left. I got my Christmas nail polish.
Christmas nail polish.
Woohoo!
He's Lieutenant Major Zombie hasn't shown up this week either.
Ooh, maybe he got his computer privileges taken away.
And we must have finally given him the slip.
And we've got Enki. Do you see Enki? There we go.
Die, 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 fornicate. Die, 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 die.
And we've got the chicken is in the house.
I showed him the comic strip goats.
No, turn to the side. We can't even see the knife.
Oh, there we go. Excellent. And next over we have...
Agent Cesus.
Agent Cesus. Are you of age? Nope. We're doing illegal things here on What the Hell tonight. Dark, the dark one.
That
the dark
was
one.
A very interesting way of like masking your face.
Enki, bring that. Very nice sock. Did you get that for Christmas? Bring her out.
Bring her out.
Get her in. Get her. Get her.
It's too late.
Throw the wench to the. To the...
Hey. Oh, we've got her hand. Did you get that? Okay, do it again. Do it again. Excellent. Excellent. Next net says, welcome back to the chicken.
James?
Chicken is back. Yeah.
Why are you dating a girl on crack?
On crack? It makes it so much more exciting. Just back as much as you can, sort of at the kitchen door it starts, and, you know, just make it nice and even. Try and get Projectile Vomit Man in, but if you don't get him in, it's okay. There's no webcam tonight, so...
Nothing to
write. So, we've all had our Christmas now, and we'll probably talk about the Christmas after
hey,
the news.
Hey, can somebody get me a Dr. Pepper, please?
And we're all going to talk about, like, New Year's, because we're not going to be here New Year's. We're going to talk about that a little bit, too. Why do I have no treble? That's no treble in my voice.
We got a lot of people here this week. It's going to be a little wacky,
so,
and you're probably going to be getting lots of halves of conversation.
Very confusing tonight. So let's see who's in the IRC talking with us. We've got Critical S.
Okay, just in case you're stuck with halves of conversations, just listen to me,
and you'll
and
you'll,
everything
you'll
will be fine
because nobody actually talks to him.
So whatever he says will be by itself.
Just follow his conversation.
At least you'll have the full conversation.
Oh, there's a new person. Bren R. has joined us.
Hello, Bren R. Welcome to hell.
Who's
what
Bodak?
Just happened to the video camera?
The video camera just went out.
The video camera just died.
Okay.
Not that you guys can see it out there.
Somebody announce
the
people
man.
On the IRC.
Hey, there's some people on the IRC.
Oh, yeah.
There's Bren R., Critical S., Josh K., next...
Pixie Chick?
Pixie Chick, how you doing, girl?
Pixie Chick, Shaz Bort, and Bodak.
Who's
what's
Bodak?
That next? Next net. Huzzah.
We're back on.
Yeah. Who's Bodak? I don't believe I've seen Bodak's name.
Yeah,
before.
Bodak new?
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Hey there, new guy, Bodak.
He's
welcome, Bodak.
He's expecting the world to blow up.
And Pixie Chick and Shaz Bort.
By the way, Bodak, we are
hello,
not
Pixie
actually
Chick.
High. We're not, like, on drugs.
Heal it normal.
Normal, al natural.
Heal it Packard should kiss... Critical S's ass.
Why?
Please tell Hewlett Packard to kiss my ass on the air, please. Critical S, kiss Hewlett Packard's ass.
On the air.
Oh, did I say that wrong?
Did you buy a Hewlett Packard computer? Everybody in sync now.
Oh, my bitch.
I bought it for the support. Oh, but it's a piece of crap. Now, why do they need support?
Weak.
Week.
Weakness.
So let's get to the news right now. And I think I've got some interesting news.
I have a question locally about the news.
Okay.
Who the fuck stole the sun?
The sun.
When was the last time anyone saw the sun?
I saw it last week.
Isn't this fog
sun?
Normal?
That yellow thing? That like shiny
it's
thing?
It's military cover for the activities they're taking in the air to prepare for Y2K.
If they could cause fog, I'd be really impressed.
We're way up in the mountains today. We saw like... fleets of UFOs going over top.
Right
mean,
on.
Fleets?
Yeah, fleets of them.
Cool.
It's the Elohim. They're moving in.
They're
on
coming
that
in. They're
those
coming in.
Fucking Elohim. With Rael.
Elohim, we know all about you, you peace and orgy-inducing freak.
Yeah, and walking down some slope with a bunch of midgets juggling ain't gonna do fuck all for me, pal. It's a red dog tag sale on the grassy
knoll. It looked interesting, but...
Congratulations, you're the winner of the wet t-shirt contest.
That's right.
Hey, let's talk about your runner-up prize. You get to spend 3 months in a case of acid.
Yeah.
Followed by a quick trip down the sewer drain.
Here's the news for promo.
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Samarian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
Everybody hates me. I'll do my impersonation of that guy from...
Okay, we're back. You guys out there heard it, but we didn't.
Aw, I didn't get to do my little Snoopy dance.
I was going to do like the typo negative impersonation guy.
Oh, I know why. Never mind. It's all okay. There we go.
Look at it, we're all back now.
Don't you remember the Snoopy dance?
Oh, yes, I do.
I was talking to her
when you're doing it.
What? Get her out of here!
Don't yell into a mic!
Wow. Okay, so if you're ever taken hostage and they like put the gun to your head, nobody's gonna give a fuck. Okay, you're gonna end up like a Czechoslovakian Christmas tree. She doesn't like cartoons.
Yeah, but if they put a gun to her head, she'll just pull out her knife and slit their throat.
That's true. You should actually hold up to the camera the mighty knife that Kimberly has.
Kimberly has a knife?
Kimberly has a mighty knife.
Here's
the only person
you have here your mighty knife with
mighty
you.
Knife. All I have is the kitty blade. I
that's
believe
good enough.
Actually, guess
blade.
What? Girl on the left, blade. You have more of a knife than.
Unarmed. We're going to have to cure that.
Yeah, no kidding.
And
jeez,
all
what's going on?
There, you've got the John Gotti action wear. You don't need to carry
Mafia menswear. Well, people can't see it out there.
Yeah. That's the only reason he's being so...
Yeah, he's protected.
Forward, he knows that no one can see it.
He'll just flash his gang colors and they'll go, whoa.
This is the first story.
Oh, yeah.
There's a sad attempt at marketization.
There's Just Al's knife. So you got him beat, too.
What the hell happened to that thing?
I washed and wore my Spyderco. On with Samarian and his news.
Thank you, Sean. Here's a town is going to jump on the internet bandwagon and rename the town to half.com. How sad is that? But the name, the original name might even justify it. The original name of the town was Conshoho Hawken or something. So half.com is a little trendier. Conshohocken internet startup is hoping to create a marketing sensation by persuading an Oregon to Oregon. Yeah, that explains it all. Oregon's crazy. They do crazy things there. That's where most of the stories come
from. As a footnote, go ahead.
No, go.
Okay, as a footnote, I don't know if anybody knows this. If you ever get a chance to actually watch a film called Trekkers, I highly advise you doing it. Because in Trekkers, you will actually learn. I don't know if they actually cover it in Trekkers, but I do know this town exists. No shit. There is a town in the United States, for all you Americans listening, wow. There is a town that actually renamed and they refounded the whole town based on Star Trek.
What was it called?
It wasn't Vulcan,
was it? Because that's in Canada.
No, but okay. This whole fucking town has, like, Spock Street and Vulcan Boulevard, and, like, they have
the money in, right?
In the city.
That's just stupid.
I can't believe that many people in one place.
That's not a city.
That
that's
are that
theme
much
park.
Of a fucking losers.
No, it's an actual, and it's like a small...
No, no, all they need is all the people on council to be fucking losers.
The whole problem with this logic is that they're arguing that, you know, well, in exchange for taking on our company name, you guys will become a hotbed of internet activity. Well, I don't know. I don't know if that works because, you know, I don't think there's a lot of internet activity in, say, the Amazon because of Amazon.com.
Oh, it boosted it right up.
I don't see why this logic...
A lot of book buyers went on there for vacation. They went, what the hell's going on? There's no books here.
Yeah, we have yet to find a town called Yahoo.
Yeah, raw material.
I know a lot of Yahoos.
I know lots of... I see them all the time.
Yeah.
A bunch of them almost ran into me today. It wasn't even working. I don't know. It's the yellow. It attracts people like birds, like bird shit, right?
Back to the news.
Here's the next one. Diary of an AOL loser. This is, of course, fake, but it's quite funny.
Chicken had to say something poignant.
Go.
I was just questioning good old Drex there, but he clarified the statement, so carry on.
Okay.
Cancel last. Sure. Continue.
Diary of an AOL loser. This is a joke, of course. July 18th, I just tried to connect to American Online. I've heard it's the best online service I can get.
You're
misinformed. They even include a free disk. I better hold on to it in case they don't send me another one. I can't connect. I don't know what's wrong. July 19th, some guy at the tech support center says my computer needs a modem. I don't see why. He's just trying to cheat me. How dumb does he think I am? July 22nd, I bought the modem. I couldn't figure out where it goes. I couldn't fit it in the monitor or printer. I'm confused. Like, this is an AOL person. Perfect profile. I finally got the...
Slightly higher on the evolutionary scale than a web TV user.
Only slightly, because they have to have a computer.
Does anyone actually use web TV?
We have had hits from web TV on our site.
I've heard tales, too.
Are you serious?
We have a complete horror stories.
What exactly is web TV?
It's internet through your television.
Where all the worst Usenet losers come from now.
Yes, definitely. One-line it's not
post.
AOL anymore, it's web TV.
Yeah, one-line posts that say, no, you suck!
Oh.
All caps.
Probably misspelled.
Easy to track down.
You suck, C-H-U-P-H-K. Right.
Yeah, completely phonetically
and
spelled.
And the sun always shines on web TV. Right, okay.
This probably doesn't translate well to spoken.
No,
this
but...
thing, actually, some of these, you read them and like, oh, that's funny, but it takes forever to read.
And well, why don't we just tell them where it's at so they can go look at it after the show's
over? Oh, I already posted it.
It's on two turntables with a microphone where it's at.
Okay, somebody... Dark One.
Oh.
Dark One, we've talked about this. You're responsible for his medication.
In the interlude...
Just
because
he's getting better,
has,
don't mean... Don't cut it down.
In the interlude, Chicken has a news story.
Sure.
Okay, real life, real drama. This is happening in the good old U.S. of A., where I've got a fun spot for my heart.
Recently being traveled down there.
Oh, yes. 10 days of Americana, let me tell you. Anyways, somewhere down in the mid to southwest region, there's a town, population unknown, that is predominantly Spanish. That's to say 80% of the people that live down there are Spanish.
Okay.
That's right. And 80% of the people that are down there speak Spanish all the time. So... What this town and city council is doing is they're trying to vote to pass the measures saying that all government, municipal, acts of commerce, everything to do with the city and its works is going to be conducted in Spanish, and that Spanish is going to be the number one language.
Well, if 80% of the population...
It makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
And that also Spanish is going to be like the main language, right? So, in response...
What are you doing?
Our favorite group of sheet burners has come up and said, if you pass this measure, we are going to come to this city and we are going to burn it to the ground.
Has the Klan said that?
The Klan has come up and said, if you pass this measure and everybody starts speaking Spanish, we're going to burn your city to the ground.
Wow.
And I like the Klan,
but wow, let's hear it for decisive action.
No kidding.
And I got a better idea.
I hope they try it, and I hope the government is actually smart enough to use this as an excuse to shoot every one of these fucking rednecks
come
to the town.
You don't understand, because the Klan's got a front organization that's going to do that for them called the BATF.
BATF.
That's right. But
what's that?
The Bureau of Alcohol.
Ah, okay.
Waco.
Right. Yep.
Toasty warm. But apparently,
one of
the spokespeople from the Klan stood up and said, okay, are you people trying to provoke us? Like, they were astounded.
They're outstanding.
Outstanding.
Sounds like something I'd say.
They're doing this because of the Klan. It has nothing to do with them using the word using Spanish. They're just doing it to peeve the Klan, because it's all about the Klan.
It's all about the Klan, baby. To be totally straight with this, I totally think that that the whole declaring Spanish as an because like I go into areas of Vancouver.
The United States doesn't have an official language
at all.
Well,
at all. So why should one
that.
City have an official language?
That's another point of it. But I went downtown Vancouver, and it was late at night. It was a bad part of town. It was in Chinatown, and I'm trying to get to a fucking payphone.
Yeah.
The one payphone I did find had like a bunch of junkies shooting up in a big circle saying, we hate fucking people, we're going to rob anyone we see. So I read the sign and went, no, I'm not going to go over there. And I left. But then I'm like walking around Chinatown. Do you think I can find a sign written in English? No. But I live here.
It's Chinatown.
Yes, well,
it's like
well
a defined. Theme park.
Okay.
It's like a theme park. It's like Chinatown. That is a valid excuse to have Chinese everywhere.
Sorry.
It's Chinatown.
Darcy,
it's been around longer than everything else in Vancouver.
Beat me with volume.
It's not distorting.
Do it. Beat me with volume.
It's not working. You're still standing.
I like it. Don't go there.
Okay, but
yeah.
Bill 101 in Quebec. We know that makes lots of good sense.
Okay.
Is that the language law?
By that law, that means that we could just declare Compton a theme park, and if you get shot, that's okay.
That's part of the ride.
Goes with the atmosphere.
No.
Should have been
my
at least
point
this
is
tall.
That complaining
Happy medics
about
on standby.
Complaining about Chinatown, that doesn't seem like a good place to start because Chinatown has been around for frickin' ever.
Yeah.
It's
so
not like
the
they're dropping this
deal.
On us. Hey, you know what, guys? If you go to Chinatown, they got everything written in Chinese. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God.
What the hell is going on here? They're trying to pull this shit on us. Let's burn the place down. To the ground, damn it.
I just like a different font.
Different font.
I can't
read this font.
I don't really want to burn anybody, not yet. But I'm just saying a different font would be better. Subtitles, maybe. I mean, fuck. They put it on my Robotag. They could put it on the sign. I just want some subtitles. I'm not going to burn a cross. I just want some fucking subtitles. That's my point. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, my question, though, is with the bank machines. Okay?
Okay.
We got bank machines now that have Chinese on it.
And Punjabi.
Or you can push for English and French.
Yeah, okay.
You push the button, and it says, put in your code, blah, 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 all in English.
Yep.
They don't, like, tell you the secret access code to get into French.
So who cares?
I know. It's my way. You know, it's just like.
Do you know what I want to wonder? You know what I wonder about? Why on the bank machine buttons?
Well, on a bank machine, they have Chinese.
Yeah.
And you can punch in for Chinese or English and French.
I've never ever seen
English
that.
And French.
I have never
seen never
seen
that.
Seen that
one.
Seen
that
I use bank machines constantly.
Drexel thinks Al is lying.
No, I've never seen it. That's
what I'm saying. I use 3 Metro Savings, and they give the options of Punjabi, I think
Chinese,
English and French.
Yep.
English and French in one line?
No.
Okay.
English and French in one
That's
line.
All well and good if you have the choice. My problem is when you go to the drive-through bank machine and it has Braille buttons on the fucking bank machine.
In the drive-through. Not just the walk-in, the drive-through.
That's pretty simple to explain, okay?
Okay,
they don't
do it.
Make
one machine for the drive-thru and another machine for the walk-in. They just go, hey, let's stick this machine on a wall and people can drive by.
Hey, they should, though. Have you ever tried using one of those fucking drive-thru ones?
No, I agree. That sucks.
Unnatural angle break.
But I don't know what they do about that. They put it on a cord, people come up with little wire cutters.
Well, I think you're all a bunch of heathens because, you know, I'm a very spiritual person. I speak in tongues, the God's language, and nobody understands me.
Not even you. Speaking about that, but anyway, no, we're going to leave that alone.
Why don't we go back to see what our IRC users are saying? Because I wouldn't be surprised if half of them by now have left.
Why would they leave? They wouldn't leave. They're all still here.
Why would they leave? We have very interesting
talk amongst themselves.
Video games.
To reiterate, Sim, you're getting a rack mount compressor next Christmas.
They don't have lives.
Somebody thinks we need a compressor.
Okay.
Now, why would that be?
It's that
somebody,
damn
loud
man.
Guy.
That
fucking
guy.
Fucking
man.
That would be awesome. Oh, just put it under here.
What just hook it up to my mic.
If people are loud, it turns them down. If the people are quiet, it turns them up.
Oh, I thought compressor. You were talking for the Y2K getaway.
No, not a compressor like that.
I'm like, why the fuck would you get an air
we
compressor?
We need an air compressor.
Right.
Prayer tools.
No, actually, yeah. I'd really like that because it...
Then you can yell.
Yeah.
It's not that
you
want to
keep
be loud.
Sounding like you're yelling.
Like
I've got headphones on, too.
He knows how loud he is.
But he wants to be okay.
Stop it. You're hurting me.
But you see, he's basically driven himself deaf listening to himself over the years.
You guys, you come up with these stupid ideas, and they're just all full of shit.
Well, you guys need
you just
continuous
talk. You got nothing
killing.
To say.
The next, next story is about... how to get Dak out of the dark ages and get him a computer. Internet users now outnumber the PC-less. So,
and
you,
yeah, think
you do have a computer, but you're not on the Internet. But you do have a computer, right?
Yeah.
It is a computer, but you're not on the Internet.
No, I just use it.
But now more than 50% of people are on the Internet. Does that convince you to get on the Internet and follow the trend?
Difference to Dak.
I know.
It's convinced me even more to give it up.
How are they measuring this? Are they saying... 50% of Americans that they could survey that have phones? Like, is that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
50% of phone-owning white
money,
okay,
right?
But you have to accept that whenever you see
in
anything, it's always fucked.
Oh,
whenever
yeah.
they tell you any statistic, it's always
depends who sponsored
you.
It.
They never
depends
count
what they're doing it for.
Correct. They never count the
correct.
Brown
I've heard
people.
A statistic that says
don't
40%
count brown
of all
brown
statistics
people
are
don't count.
Brown people don't count.
If you were a white person, you'd count brown people, no computers. Because I guarantee you, in Africa, there is not.
They're just talking about
the rest
this
of
just talking about
North
America,
I'm sure.
America.
Oh.
Okay, here it is. A new survey by Zona Research estimates that 90 million adults are Internet users in the U.S. compared with 85.3 million adults who are not using a PC. It's the first time.
Okay, wait a minute.
Internet
that's
users. How do they define Internet users? Somebody who's
there's
seen
over,
an email
there's almost 300 million
yeah, I know,
people
it's
in
crazy.
The States. There's almost 300
there
million.
There seems to be some missing.
We're missing 100 and what, 25 million people.
So these are the people with money.
They don't.
That's the ones they
these
care about.
These are the white people.
Michelle, if you want a chair.
Is this 50% of the people that have a choice?
Okay.
I could use a computer,
they're,
but
they're
I
counting
not
the white
to.
People. How many times have I got to say this?
They're counting the way.
But you can't even jump to that conclusion.
Why not? You jumped to all the other conclusions.
Yes, but mine are based on fact, and yours are just based on desire.
I jump
desire.
On your conclusions based on desire.
You desire to have a conclusion, so you jump to it, and I jump to it based on fact.
I lust after my conclusion,
right.
And then I think it decision. Wow, I've never been so...
attracted to something before.
Well, this, I have a rod. I come to a conclusion. Excuse me while I...
I've never been so
what?
Sure about this in my life.
But I'm currently suffering from a case of conclusion envy.
Jump on my fucking conclusion. Darcy, suck my conclusion, okay? Just suck. Take my conclusion.
I don't think I'm going to get anything out of it,
take
so why would I suck?
Take my conclusion, polish it, and cram it directly in your ass, okay? Thanks much.
Me and your conclusion have a lot going, I guess, eh? Releasing some
you don't like my conclusion?
Your conclusion?
Tarzi, you don't like my conclusions? Get them out of your mouth. That's all.
Your conclusions are in your mouth, filthy bugger.
I would never leave the home.
No excuse to go out. What? We missed that.
Are you saying that his conclusions are hard to swallow?
Oh. I've never tried.
Ooh.
All right, this is rapidly downwardly spiraling. Let's just keep moving.
News!
Moving right along. married who want to marry a millionaire plan to join Bridal Search.
Can't win $1 million? How about the next best thing? Winning the chance to marry someone who has already that kind of money.
Can I get in on this?
No, sure.
Why not? Submit it
no,
an
you're
entry form. Yeah, well, that might disqualify you. That's what Beverly Gibson
might say. It's
but it's in another country, so
my
it might not be able to check.
Not in Utah.
Not in Utah. You're perfectly okay.
What?
Not in Utah.
Utah, you're allowed to.
Mormons.
You're allowed to marry as many people as you want.
There's a reason for that.
No, you're not.
What?
Because there's nothing there. I've explained this before. You have two jobs.
You ran away.
The highways.
They're always like that the first time.
There's safety and refuge
I'm
in
not
numbers,
lying.
You know,
who?
It's freedom, mutual
who,
suffering.
Michelle Renaway.
Dirt, all dirt comes from Utah, in case you're wondering. The Japanese believe the earth is comprised of five elements, earth, air, fire, wind, and void. The void comes from Utah.
The void. That's what Beverly Gibson would hope would happen to her daughter, Wendy, who she pushed to participate in a nationwide search for a woman willing to marry an unidentified millionaire on television. This is a new television show.
Marry a Millionaire?
Marry a Millionaire. On TV. Growing up, Wendy always wanted her own aquariums and zoo. How else would she get this but to marry a millionaire?
Wait a minute.
This is a great story.
Who are these millionaires that are willing to put themselves up
on
the contest?
Probably ones that couldn't
and
find
what are they?
Ones that have prenuptial agreements.
Okay.
Find out the wazoo.
You know what?
So you're not getting
just not
going to
happen. You can find a chick that'll do you for money.
You're rich.
That's basically what this is, right?
Live
prostitutes on television.
Exactly.
But you don't need television to do that.
How else could she get her own aquarium and zoo? Maybe she could make her own
money. Maybe she could get a pony, too.
Yeah, but probably not.
Well, really, she can give it a
just
try.
Probably not. I think if this is someone who's willing to try this,
she's
probably not got what it takes to make her own millions.
The thing that I like best is it's her mom's idea.
Yes,
oh, here,
her
honey, why don't you sell yourself for money?
I work for Home Depot.
Daxter has the floor.
Nope, forget about it. Never mind, it's passed.
The train has been derailed.
She willingly filled out the application, which asked her height, weight, and desire to have children.
Do you desire, check this fucking box?
But the football cheerleader became a bit apprehensive when a reporter told her that the man's identity would not be revealed until the beginning of the show, which will be taped before a live audience, where? In Las Vegas, early next year.
And you know how they're going to introduce him? No shit. If he's a millionaire who can't get a woman, it's probably going to be something like, Otu gata jaba!
No, because if he's a millionaire, he can still find a chick.
Okay, so
even if he looks like Jabba.
Let's put it this way. Probably a lot of early Microsoft shareholders in there.
I'm sorry. Dak, you've been to Vegas. I could lick a $1,000 bill, paste it on my forehead, walk naked into the street, and be having a Hummer before I got off the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
When did you go to Vegas?
I took Lepke there.
Oh.
Was it a fun experience?
It was our stag.
It was a different experience, you'll say that, won't you?
It was, yeah.
Inky thinks Vegas is hell.
I think Vegas...
Earth.
Vegas,
evilest place in the
Vegas
world.
Vegas is what we'd all be doing if the Nazis won the Second World War.
Just entertainment constantly.
It is fucking hell. Vegas was summed up to me by standing outside of a casino with a homeless guy sleeping on the steps and a big sign that said, "We cash paychecks."
Okay. That's it.
I wish I could take a fucking poster of that because that is Las Vegas, where I got taken for $50 and a cup and ball gag on a bus. That's Vegas right there. And everybody else has got guns, so I can't do my usual I'm-going-to-shoot-you-in-the-face routine.
Just doesn't work down there. Doesn't cut it.
Yeah, spot the sucker for sure. But like I said, yeah, sure, I want to get up on that big raising high-rise ride. So people get up really high, and they'll look to the left. There's a guy in a black suit having a red dot tag sale.
Hey, Calamari X.
Boss.
That's a new person. Calamari X, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Anyway. We've got a thing on the fridge, how to survive Y2K, if somebody could grab that. If you could grab that down, it's a great thing off the Onion. And Sean can read it.
All right.
Or anybody around there, pass it around.
Did you eat all this acid? All right, Y2K survival tips. With the new millennium nearly upon us, here are some handy tips to help prepare for what you may lie ahead. Stock up on canned goods, paper bags, packages of Jell-O, small cardboard boxes, and Reader's Digest back issues, or simply move into an elderly person's room. Memorize Lou Bega's Mambo Number 5. Oh, God. Now, so you can continue to enjoy it after there are no radio stations.
Mambo number five.
I could go on for about half an hour about how there is no more music. They're just rehashing old shit and spinning it back on me, George Orwell style. But anyway, I won't. Learn a valuable skill, such as masonry, wood cutting, or trench digging. These trades will be much sought after in the coming empire of the Beast King.
Beast King.
The chicken and the man are going trencher fucking hard. Pretty much, it's like, yeah, there could be a lake of fire. Yeah, the horse may be coming, but this is my 4-foot by 4-foot foxhole. And yeah, and the demons may come and kill me, but not that demon, and not that demon, and not that fucking demon.
And first of all, you got to find me.
Yeah, you got to find my ass. Ryan is the only world... The chicken... reboot, blue screen. The chicken is the only person I know who actually has made a daily suit for hell. It's all rocks and red fabric
really?
And shit. It's really nice. Yeah, it's good. You could be like right in hell, demon walking along, and be like, oh, it's just another bow with some chaotic souls, and that's it. He gets a knife in the fucking throat. Stock up on Hostess fruit pies. They may not keep you alive for long, but while it does, oh, baby. Decide now whether... Oh, yeah, like Hostess fruit pies, fuck that, they'll keep you alive. You won't die, you can't rot.
That's right, preserve it.
Decide now whether you want to focus on raping or pillaging when the end comes. I'm married, so rather than focus
pillaging,
on dying, I better focus on pillaging, so that's where I'm at.
Pillage.
Looting's actually a victim crime. It's like a punch in the dark.
Going with that whole idea, the punch in the dark, learn basic survival skills, the Tabo way.
Tybo.
Yeah. How about the Mambo way? Wow, I could really go on a tangent there, but I won't. Develop the ability to convert sunlight into energy using chlorophyll in your body. Okay. Build yourself a moonshine still. Actually, this is a good idea almost any time. Spam shine. Integrate yourself into sewer-based chud tribes now, before they think you... Integrate yourself into sewer-based chud tribes now, before they think you're just jumping on the post-apocalyptic bandwagon.
Congratulations, you got Dak.
I didn't get Dak. The Onion got Dak. It was the Onion that killed the Beast. All right. Don't stand close to a computer at midnight on New Year's, because it'll fucking explode. No. On New Year's Eve, it may emit showers of sparks and say, error, in a mechanical monotone. Oh my God, it's all ending. And then it'll look like the beginning of Battlestar Galactica. Which is very fucking cool, because, you know, Battlestar Galactica kicks ass. When the apocalypse...
They'll fuck it up.
Standard, yeah.
So that's not very cool, then it really sucks.
Oh, well.
Let's just go with that, and then if it's cool, we'll all be pleasantly surprised.
That's right. That's... Okay, good idea. When the apocalypse comes, plan to rely solely on your good looks, admirable manner, and pleasant telephone voice. Wow, am I ever fucked.
It's all over for Sean.
Yeah, it's okay. Once again, I reiterate, that demon may kill me, but not that one, or that one,
yep.
Or that one. In charge of a fringe church or militia, this may be the big break you've been waiting for. fringe church or militia. Mm. How about we just declare Rant Radio fringe church militia?
Okay.
Fringe church militia.
Rant Radio, the holy order of the gun.
I'm well armed, I'm bored, and I have a Bible. Come fuck with me. What's that? I've got a digital Bible on book. I got it today for Christmas. Koran's good. We're the world's first. Do we have the prayer? The all denominational prayer?
Maybe somewhere.
On MP3? Fuck, that'd be perfect to play right now. Okay, never mind.
If you remember the name of the track, I can search for it.
The all-denominational prayer is off of...
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's all I need is the name of it.
It is from that disc I love.
It's called Boots to the Head by the Frantics.
Yeah,
do a search on the Frantics.
Oh, right. I may not have that.
Oh, you fucking poke.
I need a name of the title of the song.
It's politically correct. Church.
And it's searching.
Okay, as we're searching. When defending your food piles, remember to aim for the center of the face. I will repeat that one because it is mighty. when defending your food piles, remember to aim for the center of the face. can we get this printed out on and laminated on like somebody's blueprint, and we can put it up at the fucking Y2K Getaway laminated, like on a
right
pole?
There. No, what, a big one? Or
yeah, a big one, and we'll laminate it and put it up at the Y2K Getaway. So if
like
people happen to...
That big?
Yeah, that'd be great if we could get it.
No problem. I'll do that at work tomorrow.
Can we laminate it?
That's up to you. Because it'll be massive.
I'm supplying the tent. That's it.
I don't know where to get lamination that big.
Oh, by the way, Sean. Sean.
Sir.
I am tossing you $10 tomorrow for my share of the tent.
Oh.
Is that cool?
Yeah. You don't totally have to, but it's greatly appreciated because...
This will be discussed tomorrow. Oh, there's a Y2K meeting for going up. That's tomorrow.
Okay.
At 7 or 8 o'clock here.
Yeah, oh, by the way,
in the morning?
We need to know what time we are basically leaving because Brian has to come back. He's going to Chilliwack for a day or two.
Okay, I'm going to finish this post-apocalyptic thing and
we'll discuss that after the break.
Last,
the Y2K.
When defending your food piles, remember to aim for the center of the face. Second to last one. Hot chinks want nothing more than to survive the Y2K crisis. Hot chicks want nothing more than to survive the Y2K crisis. Telling you of all the shelter and food you supply will be all you need to have a sexy new millennium. Hey, baby, want to come with me? You've got most of your teeth. That's like the total... That's the post-apocalyptic pickup line, eh? Ryan, stop mating the marble sculptures.
What the fuck are you doing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Here, give it to Darcy. It's not time to phone him. The other one.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
It's Corey.
Oh, hey, Corey, how's it going?
How's it going? We're listening over at Trev's house.
Excellent.
Wow.
It's not time to call in.
how to get fucked over
hopefully,
on Rant Radio.
Hopefully he's on cable and he heard that. It's not time to
call in. It's not time
in.
To call in yet. Sorry.
Well, we say it's time to phone in. You can phone in.
And you thought you'd be able
Don't
to get
feel,
on the air?
You thought you were special.
You're not
You're
special.
Name, Corey.
You're not special.
We'll hang up on you just like anyone else.
You don't mean shit to us, because at Rant Radio, be aware, we do not care.
Boy, he's a glutton for punishment.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, Ernie, on the air!
Repeat
crackers,
it slowly.
What did you say?
Hey, Ernie, you on the air!
We are.
We are. You're live on the air in front
Anyone
of...
Anyone real time?
You're live in front of a potential
is,
of 6 billion
my
people.
My caressing the end button.
Oh, it's
hey,
moving around.
Something interesting.
What?
That wasn't very
what
interesting.
Does it, say what again, motherfucker?
Say what more, motherfucker. You know what the beautiful thing about
That's
Drag Saul
fiction.
I bitch about Drag Saul a lot. We argue a lot. But when the end of the day comes, I seriously want Drex to be on that 50 cal pintle mount while I'm doing negotiations. You better keep talking. No, Drex, fucking hammer this guy.
Boom.
Blam. Why did you shoot him? He was boring, Sean, so I shot him.
He didn't say something interesting.
That's all the shit
anything
I need.
Interesting.
Fuck him, he dies. This is probably the best. Fuck you, you die. Okay, this is an awesome one. If disaster strikes, God's wrath, quote Old Testament. But if nothing happens, God is merciful. Quote, New Testament. Which I just had a huge conversation about this the other night, which I'm not going to delve into, the whole abridged version. But anyway, hopefully we'll go back to Leviticus where we can, like, kill all the fags and everything. Oh, wait, did I say that on the air? Anyway.
Oops.
No, sacrifice the flames. But only if they're perfect.
What's that?
Say that again.
What if things are just like partially destroyed? Is that like the Apocrypha?
Yeah, well, we'll keep a track for a good concordance later. Don't worry about it. All right.
Okay, that's the end of that?
That's the end of that.
Okay, we're going to go to a break, and this is called Porky Pig's Blue Christmas.
It's
a little late, but it's only day after.
Can you play Mary Poppins?
I'll have a blue Christmas. Without you, I'll feel so blue. It'll be just thinking about you. It'll be decorations of real red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same there if you're not here with me. And when those blue, it's no play, it starts falling. It'll be that so when those blue, in me memories, it's starting calling. You'll be
Religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and pray. Hey there, Mr. Muslim. Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim app and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hi there, Mr. Hinduist. Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the man. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and cry. Mr. Shintoist, merry fucking Christmas. God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum. In case you haven't noticed, there's better things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus. Merry fucking Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, now it's Christmas, bonus, and all you atheists too. Merry fucking Christmas. Thank you, Mr.
Hayes.
Holy! If you're listening Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you might hear some of these usual suspects. Black Wolf.
Stupidity isn't bliss. Ignorance is bliss.
Me, Sumerian.
You should be selling pure heroin.
Well, first of all,
what the hell?
First of all, Dak.
This is the power of my voice. Listen to me. Kill yourself if you're a drooling fanboy.
You know what?
Drexel.
I watch TV. Bat. My brain just shuts off and I go to sleep.
Girl on the left.
Wine. Apply a mixture of half rum and half coke to self until you no longer care about yourself.
Movie Man.
Okay, we've got a movie review and a video review.
DJ Psycho.
Armadillos and the Texans who love them.
200% sexy projectile vomit man.
Sorry. That's enough out of you.
The chicken.
Tire.
Enki.
Oh, yeah. There. Yeah.
And the cast of thousands.
Hey, I love you.
It was like one way.
Yeah, I love you.
It didn't really mean anything. But
you wouldn't want to miss all of that.
You know what we need? What the hell?
Here at Rant Radio, we recently asked some television personalities what their favorite radio show is.
What the hell?
What in the hell? What in the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
Look at the booths are in, and it looks like What the Hell is the most popular radio show on the internet. Maybe you should listen to 9 p.m. Sunday night, Pacific Standard Time.
So I'm at a Jell-O by Afro conference the other day, and I'm talking to Jell-O, and I'm saying to him, you know, Jell-O, what really pisses you off? And you know what Jell-O said to me? He said, well, Sean, it's always more hardcore than thou. And I think, you know, he had a point. Because, you know, everyone's out there, they're trying to make a difference. They're trying to do the right thing. They're listening to Rant Radio going, God damn it, the man's fucking with the system. Everything's going down, so I'm going to make a difference. And then, you know, they decide to do something like, oh, I don't know, maybe give up meat. Or maybe they're going to, you know, burn something down. You know, something like that. But what happens is, oh, no, you're not doing enough. And then everybody else is all, oh, man, you're a poser. You're not the real deal. If you were the real deal, you'd be doing this. If you were the real deal, you wouldn't wear anything made of leather. How can you possibly be a vegetarian if you go and you take vitamins? Because vitamins are made with gelatin-capsulized bones and shit that they combine into the mix. So you're not real, man. You're not true to the fuck off, okay? I've had about enough of that shit. If you're trying to do something to make a difference, to make the world a better place, and you're talking to somebody about what's going on, okay, just accept what they do. Like, if they're trying to make a difference, then right on. There's so many people that aren't trying to make a difference. Then, fuck, I mean, something's better than nothing. Just give these people a break. Give some people some support. If you meet somebody and they're trying to do something, they're trying to set up a pirate internet radio, or they're trying to get ideas out there, they're trying to do their own thing, don't call them down because you're doing more than them. Fuck, you should be giving them a hand because at least they're doing something. Man, there's so many people that are doing fuck all. It's amazing. So, by all means, we try to encourage somebody for once in your life, for Christ's sakes. My name's Sean Kennedy. I am the fucking man.
All right, that was Sean Kennedy. It's raw and uncut.
Totally raw. 22. That was unplugged. Sean Kennedy unplugged.
It wasn't all chopped.
By the way, I have a question for
everyone.
Right. My brain is like totally shut down.
Okay.
I'm going to do a rehash tonight. So everyone gets to choose what it's going to be. It's either going to.
No.
That's a pretty good one.
You have a gross hospital story?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
remember a while back I said I had a gross hospital story?
And you didn't do it.
And I never did it.
Okay.
So
excellent.
Tonight,
it's
your
not
gross
time
hospital.
Yet.
Okay.
Not time yet.
So
we're
going to
do Movie Man first. And we're going to talk about movies that we saw. And we actually went to a movie with Movie Man.
What about that Star Wars thing?
What Star Wars thing? Oh, yes. That's up to. I've got that on here.
Okay,
got that in the list. The Star Wars Christmas special?
Yeah.
The Star Wars Christmas special, a classic in its own right. So talk amongst yourselves while I queue up the intro, please.
The intro for what?
The intro for the Movie Man.
Oh, we're calling the Movie Man now.
We are, though.
He still hasn't shown up here.
Never. Not once.
I almost got him convinced.
Really? Live? How's it going?
Just fine. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
So what do you have for us this week?
Well, this week I've got Any Given Sunday.
Ooh, how was that?
Great movie. It was the football movie starring Al Pacino and a...
Football sucks!
Shut the fuck up.
All right, well, now that we've had that, I guess you know what's coming because we've discussed this. All right. Incredible performance by Al Pacino, as usual, and the movie's 3 hours long, which goes by really quickly, unlike some movies
that we watched yesterday,
which tend to drag on
and on
entirely too long.
With uncomfortable homosexual experience after uncomfortable homosexual experience.
Oh. No,
that's the talented Mr. Ripley.
Mr. Ripley.
You'll find out why he's so fucking talented.
That was a messed up movie.
That was a messed up movie. It was 2 hours and seemed like five.
Oh, it's much longer.
And not in a good way.
It was over two and a half hours. It was 2.5 hours.
It started at 10:10 and we got it at 12:30.
Anyone want to
And there was commercials.
Okay, so it
there was commercials.
No,
right.
Oh my God. It was just over 2 hours.
Movie Man.
It seemed like 3.5 hours.
Movie
it's
Man.
Really horrible.
Okay, Movie Man, continue with Any Given Sunday.
Okay, Any Given Sunday. It's kind of an inside look at the world of football. Unlike some football movies, it's got a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, a lot of stuff with the owners and stuff like that. It's an Oliver Stone movie, which means that it's doesn't have the big, huge monster conspiracy plots and stuff like that, but it does have a lot of really choppy MTV jumping around kind of scenes. But they seem to work with the movie.
Did anybody die in it? Was there any killing?
No killing. A couple of good fight scenes.
No killing.
No killing.
One, actually, one fight scene.
The talented Mr. Ripley at least had some
there
killing.
Is, in the movie, there is a scuffle between Jamie Foxx, who is the young hotshot quarterback, and LL Cool J. There's a shoving match between the two of them in the locker room. There, I've heard a rumor that it was actually real, that these guys got a little ticked off with each other during the filming and actually started going at it.
Sometimes you have to question that, how much the, it's so, real
so,
and how much it isn't to,
so
to promote the movie.
Jamie Foxx,
I heard it was
LL
real.
LL Cool J, you said that we were scrapping?
Yeah.
So who looked like they got the better of it? Because I really hate
Mama said.
Mama said knock you out.
I really hate Jamie.
I'd just like to pause here to acknowledge the fact that Structural Integrity Man has joined us in the IRC.
Oh, welcome, Structural Integrity Man.
Structural Integrity Man, as a quick footnote, have you, in fact, received your gift from...
Is this the time for personal discussion with people?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Is there a time
just
for
kidding.
Personal discussion with people on the show?
It's a very structured show. We don't...
You're out of order.
We don't. Yeah,
we're all out of order.
We don't have time for this unscheduled crap.
Structural Integrity Man, the chicken loves you.
Okay, well.
So what's your rating for the Any Given Sunday?
Any Given Sunday gets two big thumbs up from me, even more for a football fan.
Recommended $10 viewing or wait till the
Chiefs? I would definitely recommend it. Now, again, if you're a football fan, then you're going to absolutely love this movie. If you're a Pacino fan, you're going to love this movie. If you're a fan of good movies, then you're going to enjoy it.
If you have any taste at all, you'll know the football sucks and you won't bother.
Also, at the beginning of the movie, like any good movie, it had some good previews at the beginning. For those of you who don't know, the new Mission Impossible movie is coming out.
Right?
Oh, God, who gives a crap?
Dak doesn't, apparently.
Being directed by John Woo.
What? What was?
The new...
Which movie?
Mission Impossible?
Mission
Impossible?
The new Mission Impossible movie is being directed by John Woo.
Hmm.
Do you take that back now, Dak?
No, I still don't. I hated the last films. I didn't like the TV show.
But was it directed by John Woo, the last film or the TV show?
If Jesus Christ came down and directed the next one, it would still probably
suck. Okay, if Jesus Christ came down and directed the next one, it would kind of suck, probably, because he's all peace and all that crap. They're not really into violence.
He's a carpenter.
He wouldn't be. No one
would know.
He had a traumatic experience with a cross, and he just doesn't deal with that violent stuff very good.
I like his cable access show, though.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay. Are we done?
I think we're done, guys.
Okay, say the magic words, and we'll hang up on you.
What the hell?
All right. Excellent.
No. Drex is reaching for the phone.
Bye. We're going to do gross hospital stories, and I'm going to play the intro, even though Dak's not going to...
Actually, I will try and come
you're
up
gonna
with...
You're going to try?
Okay,
I've
got one.
You think about it.
No, we'll let Sean do it, and I will repeat one of my favorite stories. And we have a choice. You can either hear the Ballad of Irene Wallace
which
play,
is good.
Or you can hear, the mouth, the denture plate story.
That's a pretty good one.
Or
that's a good one.
The dog story.
Oh, that's a hilarious one.
No, the denture plate.
I think the denture plate. We'll do the denture plate. We'll let Sean do this.
An assistant gross story,
actually. Oh. Okay.
We got lots of gross shit happening.
Okay, here's...
Where were all these stories on? Halloween.
Anyways.
Here's the intro.
I was busy.
He was.
Now. Once again. It's time.
I've got it on the goat skin. Let's photograph the picture. It's fucking weird.
I've got some of those pictures.
What's going on?
Okay.
She looks all heavenly.
Okay.
Are we on the air? It's time for...
We're on the air.
Okay, gross hospital story.
We're on the air.
Now, you might be wondering how a telecommunications employee is going to have a gross hospital story.
How does a telecommunications person have a gross hospital story?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, Bob. It seems that what had happened was I was down at my local women's and children's hospital. Always a good place to be. After fighting off the lesbian floor, which is called the Aurora Center, where you don't even go in there if you have a dangly bitch, you just get a whiff of patchouli and it's lights out for you. Okay. Yes. There's so many soft tone colors and fucking paisley happening up there. It's just evil, okay? Lots of floor length and women in comfortable shoes. So, after I go and install a boatload of fucking phones in my cart saying, hi, I'm the phone guy. I am not the sexist, misogynistic pig that beat you. Hi, I'm the phone guy. I'm not the sexist, misogynistic pig that beat you. Okay, it was the, no shit, it is Berlin in the feminazi world.
Feminazi world.
Okay, that is the fucking SS.
My favorite.
I walk in there and she's like, how old are you, father? Yeah, no, wrong. In any case, so... I'm like, wow, which one of you cupcakes want to come home and bake me a muffin? And then I ran. My version of Nicky Nicky Nine Doors. And my wife is trying to kill me. Because she leads them.
It's the Fuhrer.
The Fuhrer is trying to kill my story, but... She's in any case, so after wandering around said Women's and Children's Hospital, I go to deliver some phones up on the third floor. The third floor is the children's burn ward, which is great. Now, the really fucked up... Now, this isn't the gross hospital story. The really fucked up thing about this ward is...
It smells like bacon?
It does, actually. Just,
shut up!
No, the really weird thing is, imagine walking into a kid's room, okay? The kid is, like, horribly fucking mangled. Horribly. But he's playing Sonic the Hedgehog. And he doesn't know he's horribly mangled. Or something, because he's like, oh, hey, hi! And he's like, every day is precious. You know, he's pulling that kind of shit. Right? And he's and he's all happy and shit. And you're like, wow, kid. And you, it was all you could do not to go, God, holy fuck. Fuck, it's John Merrick in infancy. Holy shit. So... After two or three of these rooms, it kind of starts getting funny. I, like, stick my head in and I'm like, wow, you got a great career in the circus, boyo. Oh. So, after, but in all seriousness, it was actually really breaking my fucking heart. You go from room to room, there's these kids, they're burned, they're all fucked up. I'm like, wow, you're never going to get laid. And it was bad. Wow, I'm getting smacked.
How many smacks a minute is that? You're doing good.
Napalm six to little children.
Oh, wow, you're going to get beat all the shit. Red, yellow, black, and white. That'll be crispy fried tonight. Okay, anyway, so. Napalm sticks to kids. Okay.
Wow, the cookies are done, man.
Sticks to pregnant women. Pregnant women in the world. Okay. Kill them both just for fun. Good. Two for one. All right, so. Okay, wow. The dark one is, like, going to take my soul to hell later. And Ryan's coming along just... Okay, I'm like cracking up here. Am I cracking up because somebody was beating me? Drex?
No, we got something going on. I don't
hear
me.
I'm fine.
We can still
probably
hear you.
Probably this then.
All right. In any case, all right. So after fucking around on that floor, but in all seriousness, I was getting really depressed. I'm like, you know, you go down to eat lunch after this, and we make jokes about it now because you've got to, otherwise you'll go fucking insane. And, you know, I wound up playing Sonic the Hedgehog with this one kid for like half an hour. Kid's like mopping the floor with my ass, and I'm trying, right? And it was sad. It's really fucking sad. So I'm, like, depressed and shit. So I get my next cart of phones that I got to go place, and it's in the basement. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's okay.
That'll be a cool place compared to where I've just
been. Yeah, I'm like, fucking A. Oh, I'm placing them in the parking lot in the rain? Wonderful. Are there non-deformed children there? Right on. So I go down into the basement, and there's so many signs in a hospital, like, holy fuck. You don't even read them because half of them are like, you know, $15 words. They've got like 27 letters in the word. You're like, endomicromyscopathalum. Yeah, fuck that. You got a phone in here? Yes. Great. No, fuck you. I'm
here
leaving.
To replace it.
What's your local? So I walk into this room and I don't read signs. I just go up the door, try it, doesn't open. Fuck it, right?
Next one.
Call security, whatever. This door was unlocked. Or I have master keys, right? So I'm like, oh, lock. Open the door, I walk into the room, and it's the fetal autopsy room. And there, 5 feet in front of me, sprawled out on the table, is a kid born dead with three legs. Part of him's on the table. The other part's being put in a fucking jar. And I'm like, wow, this smells great.
I remember the first time I walked in on an autopsy. That was...
No, this is a fetal autopsy. This is like some asshole who got shot and is now dead. This is like some baby that never got born because it was too fucked up.
I've taken stillborns down to the morgue before, so I know what you're talking about.
Wow, man, I would just fucking wrap that motherfucker up and bowl it down there. I wouldn't even want to touch it. It was bad. So...
Tasty spaghetti.
Sorry. Sorry, Sam. So I'm like, no fucking way, man. I walk in there and I'm like in all seriousness, I've seen some grim shit, but I was just like, whoa. And my words went something to the effect of, holy fuck! Oh my God, you're really fucking busy. I'm going to come back later, but bye now. Click. And they were all laughing because it's funny that some guy is snapping out that there's a fucking fetal baby on the table, you know, being dissected.
What we used to do is, to give you an idea, what we used to do is we used to take the new guards and we used to lock them in the morgue freezer to get them used to it.
Used to it?
Well, I'd tell you. When I came out of the freezer, I'd have my, you know, big flashlight or whatever, and it would be beating you upside the head.
Yeah, you know, you'd think you would do that, but usually they were in too much of, like, you know, shock to do anything other than just twitch a lot. You know?
Oh, but I can freak out really good.
Actually, I'd like to thank Sean because he helped me, reminded me of something I'm going to tell. Quite literally, this is not the last story I'm going to tell, but this is from the last night I worked at the hospital. So this is kind of technically the last Gross Hospital story, even though it's not really the last Gross Hospital story I'll tell. Anyhow, my partner, Trevor Burns, really cool guy. He was like 5'6". He had an attitude that says I was like 10'9". He would jump guys, didn't matter what size they were. So we basically have all been told we're transferred out of there all over 50 cents an hour. Yes, they're going to get rid of guys who've been there like 5-6 years who know the job because they didn't want to pay 50 cents more an hour.
Wow.
What happened was we got a call up to the pediatrics ward because one of the patients up there, a little 9-year-old girl, was flipping out because her stepmom was leaving, and she wanted to go with her stepmom, and she had to stay in the hospital. Now, technically, this little girl should have been down on the psych ward, but because of her age, they left her up in the peds ward. Now, the reason she was messed up is, and this is where the gross part of the story comes in, her mom worked as a professional downtown. By professional, I mean prostitute.
Did she have a degree?
And she used to, you ready for this, bring her daughter along to do basically double teams for guys who are into, you know, a mother-daughter routine.
There's a special spot in hell for those people.
With a 9-year-old girl.
Fuck yeah.
No. Her mom did this.
Her mom's a hooker, and she suggests her 9-year-old daughter go on double teams.
Yeah.
Evil.
So, what happens?
Okay, well, the little girl is basically her stepmom, who has nothing to do with this. Her stepmom, who is the good person, leaving. And the little girl wants to leave with her stepmom because she doesn't want to stay in the hospital anymore. Not that I can really blame her. And she's, like, spazzing out. So we have to basically try and, put her down, like, just hold her there until the stepmom leaves and get her sedated and put away in bed for the evening.
Is she going
to
go home with the stepmom?
No, she is. She cannot. She is not cured to leave. She's, like, suicidal. She is, like, she's 9 years old. Yeah. Okay, so anyhow... The little kid is flipping out. The stepmom is leaving.
Do you read that? Yeah. Keep going, then.
And anyhow, she basically got a hold of a toy ukulele. So like a little ukulele plastic-style thing. And she's like basically standing up on the top of her bed trying to keep us away, brandishing this like a weapon. So we finally decide, okay, like this talking to her for like 2 hours is not calming her down. At this point, the only thing to do is make a lunge for her, grab her, hold her down, let the nurses sedate her. That'll be the end of it. The little kid turned out to be a lot faster than we thought, and she turns around and she whacks Trevor across the side of the face with this thing.
I think I saw this in the WWF.
The little toy ukulele breaks, and a piece of jagged plastic slips under Trevor's skin up into his forehead.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Trevor, who had survived 5 years without a single scratch in a place where I had, like, my knee taken out, I had, like, black eyes, I had the orbit of my eye cracked from a kick from an old lady, I had like my friend,
an old lady.
Yeah, an old lady, basically a 98-pound little old lady. She was literally a 98-pound little old lady. Gave me the only black eye I ever got in that job.
Years of training and practice.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, you saw me. You remember that. My whole side of my face was swollen shut.
Calcium.
Wow.
Yeah, she basically kicked me right in the eye. Anyhow, this little girl managed to do what no one else could do to Trevor, and she literally fucked him up. He needed stitches, and actually they had to remove the little piece of plastic that was jammed into his forehead.
I know Trevor, and I think it's kind of sad that that happened, and it's unfortunate, but it was nothing personal to Trevor, so I'm kind of rooting for the little nine-year-old girl, because motherfucker, if I was forced into prostitution, some asshole's going to strap me to a motherfucking table. Goddamn straight, I'm taking this ukulele and fucking somebody else.
No, like I said, we were not at all upset. We basically were not mean about the whole thing. After Trevor went down, I just grabbed the kid and held her. The nurses came in, sedated her. That was the end of the story. The real gross part is the fact that what her mother did to her.
So where is the mother now?
I don't know. Like I said, that was literally my last night at the hospital. I never found out how this story ended. I used to try to follow up and find out how things were going. This was one of the times where, unfortunately, I couldn't. I never saw how this story ended. I hope it ended with the mother's death, but I wasn't around,
man,
to see it.
Here's hoping that Buddha punishes, eh?
Yeah, no shit.
In a big way. Yeah, the karma wheel's coming for you, and it's going to be a motherfucker when it hits. Holy cow.
It's got spikes on it. What? Oh. It's time to phone in. Or it's not time to phone in.
The chicken now has a growth.
After chicken story, it'll be time to phone in. Don't phone in, because we will hang up immediately. We won't even see who it is.
The other day at work, even though it was really slow, I ran into a friend of mine that I hadn't seen for years and years and years. And big guy, really good guy, his name is Rob, and he works as, a millwright, technically.
Not as good a friend to some of his other friends.
We're not touching that one at all. And by the way, hold your tongue or else I can spill my guts on you. And that's all I'm saying, pal.
That's me and the chicken together on that evil sin.
Jesus. I mean, Jesus, sorry. Anyways, so he comes in. And we're shooting the breeze and all the rest of that type of stuff, and he tells me that he had an industrial accident. Now, this guy has, you know, he's had his buddies at work, like, weld his steel-toe boots to the floor, set his leg on fire.
That's great.
He got electrocuted and basically fried out part of his kidney, got, like, thrown against the wall 12 feet away. As a younger fellow back in PEI, he basically dropped too much acid one night, went running out naked through a plate glass window and got, like, stitches all over his body, just about bled to death. Like, he's a hardcore guy.
What's his last name, McKenzie?
No. It's not Spuds. No. Anyways, he was saying that he was cutting a piece of metal banding at work. And, of course, he didn't have his hand over top of the banding. And the thing whipped up in, like, less than the blink of an eye and cut his eye open across the length. To the point where the iris detached and was protruding through, like, you know, the little black part of your eye. Because he couldn't close his eyes. Like, what the hell has happened? And it's like, one of the guys is like, oh, by the way, that's your iris. And he kind of pushed it back into his face. And then he went to the hospital, and his eye was all stitched up, and they don't know whether or not he's actually going to have use of his eye back ever again.
When was this?
This was like a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Have you ever seen those rotary sanders? They're like, they have two things. They have like the block that's a sanding thing, or like a grinding wheel. And on the other side, you have the brush part.
Yep.
A friend of mine who used to work at the hospital, he was the engineer there, Mark. Really cool guy, used to ride with the Angels. Real mean son of a bitch, but loved this guy. Nicest guy you want to meet. He's working with the brushing wheel, and the brushing wheel exploded. And he, like, felt, like, some pain in his chest. And he's, like, looking down, and he's got about four or five tiny little dots of blood. And, you know, he kind of pats them off, and, you know, that's okay, and feels bad. I mean, he feels really sick, doesn't feel good for like the next couple of days, and finally he decides to actually go down and have the hospital let him check him out. Turns out the fucking things entered his body. They went off like fletchets. They went into his body and traveled. They couldn't find all of them, but because he wasn't still hemorrhaging, they decided, what the hell, let's just leave him in.
That's one way to get some iron in your diet.
Yeah, no shit, eh?
To have an explanation going through the metal detectors. Oh, there's little pieces of metal in my body.
After a long time.
Yeah, usually longer than the life of the human.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gotta suck.
Wow, the worst I saw was a guy at work was using one of those exact same wheels, and they just replaced the wheel, so he doesn't put his goggles on, looks at it, and turns it on. Bing! Right in the eye.
Actually, the worst I've ever personally witnessed was in shop class in grade 8. There was this girl named Megan who had long, long hair, and she was and she didn't have it up. Did I tell you this? She was running the lathe, and the thing wrapped around the wheel into the spindle she was carving, ripped out a patch of hair, only after it bashed her into the side of like the cast iron lathe and like split her head open.
Oh.
Yeah. It was...
When
it's like a Sam Raimi movie.
When I first started going to school, I think I've told this story before, they had decided that they were going to allow special ed kids to mix with the regular kids. So there was one kid...
For home ec?
No, for a lot of the different classes.
Yeah.
So me and my brother Travis are in shop class. We're in woodworking. And one of the kids, the special kid, by the way, which God, in his infinite mercy and wisdom, decided to give the name Ed. Yes, so we, of course,
special
call
Ed.
Yep, that's exactly what we called this kid. So special Ed was...
Your parents must both be retarded because you're so very special.
At some point, somebody had said to him, you're such a fucking space cadet. So he used to go up to people and go, I'm a space cadet. Zap, you're dead. So he was doing this for a quarter of the semester when he does this to Travis in his class. Now, Travis, being the cruel son of a bitch that he is, goes, ugh! Jumps up, flops down on top of the long woodworking table, spasms a couple of times, and stops moving. The kid screeches out, I killed him! And goes running out of the class down to the principal's office. Now, we, of course, me and Travis are just sitting there laughing, thinking this is really funny. Now, what should be mentioned is, okay, now think of this. The kid gets to the principal's office. A special needs child.
Common sense escaping.
Screaming the words, I killed him, I killed him. At which point, okay, now the principal tries to calm him down. Can't. The only words he can get out of him is, I've killed him. He checks his record, finds out that Ed's last class was woodworking. So he immediately calls, one, the police, two, an ambulance, three, the fire department, and goes running down there expecting to see a massive pool of blood.
Mr. Pointy got him.
Where he runs in and finds Desmond and Travis killing themselves on one of the tables. Now, the only option I could do is... I could do at this point is, as the principal began yelling, I did the only honorable thing I could. I pointed to Travis and basically said he did it.
CYA, at its finest. Well, those little creatures are scary, man. Like, we had a lot of them at our schools, and, I mean, far be it from me to pick on the unfortunate. But we had several of these people in our school, and they're frightening because they, you know, they might be deficient in some areas, but they more than make up for it in others. And there's this one that had supernatural strength. Like, for all you gamers out there,
it's
a 200-300 table, and you know what I'm talking about. This chick, she must have been...
It was a chick.
Oh, well, you don't know, man. Okay. She was like 4 foot nothing. She was like a dwarf on roids, okay? I mean, they must have fed her like... water smack and like gunpowder every day for breakfast with our cereal. Because she used to come charging around the corners and she could put Ty Domi down with a shoulder check. She caught me and spun me like 3 times on the spot. And it was only because I had my back like fantastically balanced that I was able to like pirouette and like look really stylish. But there's still the indignity of getting shoulder checked by a retard, right? So, yeah, exactly.
That's so bad.
Yeah. The dark one is laughing.
Shameful.
But I mean, there was others there. I mean, there's this one girl who was in a car accident and like watched her parents like die in the front seat, and it's so it traumatized her so bad that she actually lost the power of speech, right? And
Sean,
he knows where this is going.
This is my favorite song. Answer my door every fucking day. With, like, when the Jehovah's Witnesses, we have some good news for you. That'd be fabulous. I want this retard to live in my house forever.
It'll be like 10 open
minutes. So it's like 11 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm in Block F, History 12. And all I can hear outside is blah, 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 right? And we're like, what the fuck? Somebody's killing a goat. Like, so we all go rushing outside, and here's like this just Jay. And that is like, for the first time in years, that's like the only noise that she's ever made. I guess it was like some grabbing feet, but she's going blah, blah, blah. And we're like, what the fuck is that, right? And I told this to Sean like eight years ago. And he was like folded up in half crying, right? Oh, it was just brutal.
At my school, I just remember there was this one girl. This was a girl who was like, chronologically, LSS? Okay, she was like 17 or something, but she had the mental faculties of like an infant, okay? She was never gonna get out of diapers. She could scarcely walk, and the only thing she described, this was the only noise she made. She would scream at the top of her lungs, you know, like really, really loud. You could hear this rattling through the hallways at all times of day and night, and it was like, yeah, like totally. And the thing is, the rationale, okay, like they had brought her to LSS because the noise that she made was too much of a disturbance at Brookswood.
Oh, so it's okay for LSS.
It's okay for LSS. They just sort of switch around, you know, like with kids that get expelled and stuff. The same kind of principle.
Shuffle them around. See who puts up with it.
You know why they had her in a high school as opposed, like, this is a girl who was like, she's never, like, she was never going to improve. They knew this about her. She was that severely impaired, right? And you know, the logic with which they put her into the high school was that they wanted to put her with her peers.
No, her peers, yeah.
Yeah, like how am I going to relate to?
I'm sorry, her peers are basically bricks.
Well, her peers.
If she was on trial, I'd hate to see the jury.
They can't just take retards and put them all together because they'll just fuck. They will. They'll just whip. That's what they do.
Okay.
If you leave them alone, they whip their pants down and start going at it. It's a natural instinct. That's what they do.
True story.
It's true.
I can verify this. For 4 years, I worked in a phone lab. Okay. One day, you know this is going to end up. Part of our job as a photo lab is you have to like flip through people's pictures to make sure the quality's okay. So I'm flipping through there here, right? And you send them the negatives because the negatives come out first, and you're holding up the light and make sure there's no scratches. And you're like, what the fuck is that? Right? So you flip through the pictures and they come up, they're all warm in your hand. I'm like,
that's for a quick trip to the bathroom.
Yeah.
He's right back.
One of these guys, these special people, has gotten a hold of the camera. Bad. Well, I couldn't have been a Polaroid. That's all my sanity says, right? And I'm like, oh, God. And this guy was, like, fascinated with this Woody. And then the rest of them got bad. It was like playing retard doctor. It was like, you know, round peg, square hole. It was like, oh, kind of bad. I was just like, okay, cranial fluid dripping from the ear.
Leaving now. That's so true, though, because the reason why I laugh when Drexel said, because if you leave retarded people alone, all they will do is fuck. Because that's what they'll do. Of course, bear in mind.
Natural instinct.
Okay, let's think about that. Retards. Retards having sex. What happens when you have sex? Children.
Yep.
Not the gene pool we're looking for.
Okay.
No.
There's Drexel getting heavy onto the eugenics kind of venue here.
Okay, wait a sec. I'm sensing you disagree. You think retards should be having children?
No, I just think we should just basically, you know, spay or neuter them. You know, it's like,
just remember, spay or neuter your retard.
You turn my mic down
because
you were being loud.
No, I was being
love?
Good.
Retard love.
No, I haven't.
I'm sorry. Quite personally, I mean, I'm very open and understanding. I mean, it's a natural instinct with every living thing. But I'd really not want to see a bunch of helmet heads humping, okay? It's like...
They should put them in dating services.
Lower.
No one would date them, but it would make everyone else look so much more desirable.
Lowered expectations.
That's what I just did.
Yep.
It's like, and you have candidate A, who is like, hi, I'm Cheryl, and I'm 280 pounds. And then you have candidate B, blah, blah, blah. Which,
blah, blah.
You know, you're like, well, she's 17, you know, but it's just, it's not going to work, okay?
You know, Carol can form complete sentences.
That's about it, you know?
Okay, we're going to go on a break right now. Somebody has uploaded a song, I Think We're Alone Now, punk version. I also got a request for a Forgotten Rebel song. They're very short. I do want to hear it, actually. And I'm going to post it where you can find the lyrics. And sing along. That was amazing.
So
here are the lyrics for the Forgotten Rebel song. It's called American in Me. Whoa.
Vodak, just as a question, are we on?
No.
Are we on? No. Now we're on.
No, we're not.
No, we're
not. Is something hurting something? Yeah, I'm ready to change. Okay. Now. Laughing of a dummy, dizzy, I'm
open the phone lines on What the Hell. Call now, toll free, 1-604-533-9191.
While we're waiting for people to phone in,
I want your help on
this.
Call in right now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, we're back. By the way, me and girl on the left kind of noticed something. I should actually say she brought it to verbal attention. I had kind of said it and just put it off. Vodak, in my school, we had retards and blacks and a chink. I mean, we may come across as being a little racist over here, but can I just say, we're not. Fuck you.
bad boy.
If this is a joke, I apologize.
Don't apologize, because when you come across as a Nazi, we're going to treat you like a Nazi.
No, like, let's talk about it. We come across as fucking like...
No, we don't. No, we totally don't.
I don't know. There's a difference between being politically incorrect and being Nazi.
Nazis aren't politically incorrect. They're evil. Yeah.
We may be coming across as a little bit of a bunch of hypocrites here, but we genuinely feel bad for making fun of retards earlier.
Generally,
unless you feel
the same
for what you said, I think you should leave.
604. Is 604 toll free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
604 is...
Sure, try it. It only goes in your parents' phone bill. No.
All racists, go fuck yourselves.
I am in a ghetto-ass school. I grew up in Brooklyn. I was the only white kid to go to my school. So unless you can compete with that, shut the fuck up.
604 is not toll-free. It's toll for you and free for us. So call in now.
10 white people in school. Wait a second. Do you remember our friend? Our friend from a few months ago
The
excellent car, Gloom Bunny.
Gloom Bunny, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
She was the only white person in her school, and she was a goth.
Yes.
So
very outcast.
Next net, you're from Brooklyn.
Houston.
Next net, you're from Brooklyn.
I guess so.
Apparently.
NextNet supplies some of our bandwidth, actually, yeah.
So NextNet,
if you're
from...
Brooklyn, New York. New York's our mirror.
Oh, you guys are both from Brooklyn.
Crackhouse.grantradio.com.
I grew up in Bushwick.
And he got shot. Where did you get shot in the ass?
What?
1047.
I got shot in Brooklyn. Basically, it was in Bushwick, down in Ridgewood.
The only one of our group has been shot at and hit.
Actually, I've been shot at 3 times.
No, I've been shot at.
Hit?
But there's a big cement wall and the bullets just went over my head.
Okay. Those are paintballs.
Tony Island,
Oh, okay, yeah.
God. Crap, what the hell are you doing up? It's like 3 o'clock in the morning over there.
Damn.
Anyways, can I show...
Oh, yeah, the glasses.
Yeah,
okay.
From the mirror machine, all of a sudden she's back at home.
I am Enki's little sister, so of course I have to get him something for Christmas.
Yep, and what to get him?
What do you get somebody whose obsessions in life are computer stuff, which is way too expensive for me to buy, or bike stuff, which I simply cannot comprehend?
Sodomizing your girlfriend.
Can't give him that.
John Kay is recommending something to put up his bum, but he sees up his sister. I don't want to
go
there.
There's
one standby for each gender. For women, it's Body Shop. For guys, it's porn. It's easy.
Porn.
And it has to be something he can open in front of the parents.
Well, that makes it difficult.
All right, so what did I get him? I made customized Rant Radio glasses.
There, it's moving all over the place. There we go. Zoom right in on that. And you'll see it next week on the webpage, maybe. Hopefully. In more. To fill the whole screen.
Zoom in more if you can.
All the way in. All the way in. Right on. There we go.
Official
excellent. See, that's perfect.
A set of four. Hand stenciled.
You did it yourself?
Very exclusive. Were they hand stenciled, all of them?
Yes. Yes. Well, I can't really stencil them any other way.
No, I mean, like, where did you, like,
I have a little, I
cut out a thing?
Stenciling, I have some stenciling paper, which is like the super thick wax paper that I got from Opus Framing, which is the coolest art supply store in the world. It's like 2 blocks
Fraser Highway,
from
right?
Radio studios here.
Yep.
That's
on Fraser Highway in
Langley.
Yes, very long.
Langley,
other side
and
of the fucking continent.
With glass paints that, like, bake on. So I was, like, literally baking these things in the oven on, like, Christmas Eve. Like, most people deal cookies, not me.
Yep. It's glasses.
You're baking glass.
And I was crossing my fingers
cooking?
And thinking, I hope that these cheap-ass glasses from Sears don't explode. But they didn't, so hopefully they will be dishwasher safe. Maybe they'll just wait to explode, he points
if
out.
You'd like some Rent Radio glasses,
you can't get them.
They're $19.95.
No, they're not.
$1,995.
Oh, they're $19.95 each, plus $20 shipping and handling.
Yep.
You wouldn't make more for $19.95 each?
Well, let's see. It's going to be at least $3 a piece for the glasses, and then it takes me like.
Well, I'm sure you could speed it up when they're not for someone you care about.
Hours. Well. Oh yeah, like smear. It's a logo. Trust me.
Smeared fingerprint.
It's our new Rent Radio logo.
It's a black squiggly thing.
Yes.
That's free for me. Calamari X, are you in BC? Phone in 1-604-533-9191.
Yeah, it's time to phone in.
To phone in. Where are all these people? They phoned in before, and they're like...
Smegheads.
All of them, smegheads.
1-604-533-9191.
They're listening. Well, they're listening.
So,
they can phone in.
So Vodak and NextNet, did either of you guys go to Brooklyn Tech?
They left there.
They didn't have lag to expire.
How long is the lag?
Oh, 20, 30 seconds. It's way past. So we're going up in the woods next week.
Yes, we are. We are basically...
For 5 days, starting on the 30th. Hey, who's fingering the camera?
Nope. NextNet didn't.
We're going to Chilliwack for 5 days. We've got this massive, massive tent. How big's the tent, Sean?
Sean.
How big's the tent? There's a microphone right there.
The interior of the tent will be 15 feet by 48 feet.
48 feet? It's massive. You could park cars in there.
Hi, this is Rent Radio. Who is this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Chris, how you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. The reason that no one's phoning in is because you always hang up on people when they phone in.
Yeah, but we only hang up earlier on when it's not time to call in, whereas
you should be more flexible there.
Is that really you had to call about?
Don't hang up on them.
Did you have something else you wanted to call about?
Well, I wanted to rant on Rant Radio.
Okay.
Well, give it to us. Did you have something to say, or you just, you got...
I'm ranting about the phone.
Go Structural Integrity Man.
All right. Speak.
I'm just trying to bug you, actually, Darcy, because,
Who? Who?
I'm trying to bug Darcy because he loves
Who's
it.
Darcy?
Who's Darcy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the way he's dressed,
Structural Integrity Man. John and Janice have your Christmas presents.
What?
Sean said, John and Janice have your Christmas
presents. Can you all speak at once because then I can understand absolutely nothing that you're saying.
Did you have something actually to say?
No.
Thanks for coming out.
Try
again.
Better luck next time.
You are such a jerk.
Just so you know, Structural Integrity Man, John and Janice have your Christmas present from me.
Structural Integrity Man is my friend, so I can hang up on him.
Can you? And he'll be okay with
hanging up on anybody.
Yeah, it's like if you're his friend, he'll hang up. He has the right to hang up on you. If you're not his friend, he has no reason not to hang up.
That's right.
Wonderful how that works. Either way, he hangs up.
We're going to play another song while we wait for people to phone in.
604-533-9191.
We're going to play Christmas Time in Hell, since it's only one day after
Christmas.
And it's a really good song. So here's Satan singing Christmas Time in Hell.
Well, I tell you what, maybe we'll have ourselves a little Christmas right here. Come on, everyone, gather around. Swing up the lights and light up the tree. We're gonna make some revelry. Spirits are high, so I can tell it's Christmas time in hell. Demons are nicer as you pass them by. There's lots of demon toys to buy. The snow is falling and all is well. It's Christmas time in hell. There goes Jeffrey Dahmer with a festive Christmas ham. After he has sex with it, he'll eat up all he can. And there goes John F. Kennedy, caroling with his son.
Reunited for the holidays, God bless us everyone. Everybody has a happy glow, let's dance in blood and pretend it's snow.
Even Mao Zedong is under the spell,
it's Christmas time in hell.
Adolf, here's a present for you.
What? A Dunderbomb!
Yes, a Dunderbomb. God cast me down from heaven's door to rule in hell forevermore. But now I'm kind of glad that I fell, because it's Christmas time in hell. Here's a rack to hang the stockings on. We still have to shop for Genghis Khan. Michael Landon's hair looks well. It's Christmas time in hell. There's Prince
Princess Diana holding burning mistletoe. Over poor Gene Siskel's head to watch his weenie grow. For one day we all stop burning and the flames are not so thick. All the screaming and the torture stops as we wait for Old St. Nick. So spring up the lights and light up the tree. We're damned for all eternity. But for just one day, all is well. It's Christmas time in hell. Gather close together and make it quick. We gotta make room for Andy Dick. Wake his mother and ring the bell. It's Christmas time. Christmas time. It's Christmas time in hell.
Merry Christmas, movie house!
I feel like there should be like a musical number. Like this should be like dancing.
You're listening to the What the Hell Show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
Rant Radio.
You are Sumerian. The Sumerians have no rulers. You're a barbarian. You live free in the world. You owe allegiance to no one. Is that not so?
It is and it always will be. If you want to know more about Sumerian, listen Sunday nights at 9 p.m. for the What the Hell Show.
So I'm watching the news, and there's a guy driving down the road, and he's hammered out of his fucking mind, and he runs over a kid. Or there's the guy who comes home from work and gets himself shit-faced and then kicks the fuck out of his wife. Or there's the guy who gets drunk in the bar and fucks around on his wife, or she fucks around on him. Anyway, there's absolutely no total denial, and they're caught. They're caught inside the act, and what do they say? Oh, it wasn't me, honey. It was the alcohol. Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to kill anybody. It was the alcohol. Oh, I'm not an evil person. It's just the alcohol.
Oh, I think that it's all just, you know, I never meant to suck his dick. That was the alcohol.
Okay, well, last time I checked, I've never gotten a blowjob from a can of beer. But wow, could I ever very seriously make some money if I could make that happen. No. It's not the alcohol. You're a fucking idiot. Don't try to blame it on the alcohol, because the alcohol doesn't do shit. All the alcohol does is get rid of your inhibitions. So people go, it's not me, it's that demon alcohol. Wow, is that like the ultimate in the carpenter blaming his tools or what? Like, you're a fucking moron if you expect people to actually buy that shit. Those are like those women who get menstrual syndrome and shoot people and say because their hormones are out of fucking whack. I don't think so. You can sell that shit to somebody else, okay? If you get fucked up, you get drunk, you get stoned, whatever, and you fuck something up or fuck somebody up, take responsibility. It's your fucking fault. You're the idiot who put it into your system. So if you're going to try to stuff that kind of, you know, oh, it's not my fault, I was on influence of drugs, well, that's just too bad. You shouldn't have any free choice anyway because you're an idiot. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Listen to What the Hell Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on www.randradio.com.
You might hear something like this.
You know what they need? You know what they need here? They need that guy from America's Best Chasers. 5 minutes of pleasure on the internet can lead to hours of ringing eyes, of tears, and pain. Send me the
Burnell.
Sheriff Burnell. Somebody send me
the bloody head
of Sheriff Burnell. There's a what? There's a Rand Radio prize of $50 million in Rand Radio. For the head of
John Bunnell.
He's on clock.
Bring me his head.
$50 million. What kind of an ass?
Rant Radio dollars for the head of John Bunnell.
What kind of a guy says this? Have you ever watched his commentary? It's like, listen how he weaves in dangerously in and out of traffic.
Yeah, it's going like 5 miles an hour.
Look at this child on a skateboard with reckless abandon to private property.
First slide.
10 minutes on a skateboard can bring a lifetime of trauma when he falls without his helmet. Like, somebody destroy him, you know? Seriously, can I get some suppressive fire over here?
Are we on?
And we are back.
Okay, see, the problem with the alcohol thing is that I used to believe that too. But I know a guy. Okay, that's great. What, are you going to hit me with this for?
No, I'm trying to.
That's his Christmas present.
Right on. Anyways. Right on. Anyways, I know this guy, and when he drinks alcohol, he is a fuckhead. And when he doesn't drink alcohol, he's peachy keen.
Yep.
So, no, don't get me wrong. He's still to blame because he drinks.
He did it.
But
he knows he's an asshole when he drinks, right?
That's right, but he's an alcoholic, right?
You know, I've never...
But the truth is that he is not a fuckpot, and the alcohol fucks up his brain, like screws up the chemicals in his brain and makes him a fuckpot. But don't get me wrong. It's still his fault. It's still his fault because he drinks, right?
What's that word again? A fuck
pot? Fuck pot.
Fuck pot. Okay.
I've heard of sex pot, but I've never heard of fuck pot.
I have to admit, that was a new one on me, but
really?
The thing is...
He said it so many times. He always says fuck pot.
Okay, I am a lush. I'm Irish and a lush, which means I drink twice as much as the average lush. Everyone here has seen me get so shit-faced, I don't remember the next day. And... and have I ever really become an asshole?
Yeah, but no. I'm not saying when people drink they become assholes.
No, you don't
some
change, Jack. You're just an asshole before you.
Some
drunk.
People,
anyway.
It really does change them. It takes them from being this one person, like Dr. Heckle and Mr. Hyde. Like that's fucking it. I'm not kidding.
No. Dr. Heckle
fucks people up.
It does. Dr. Jekyll. Jekyll.
Said Dr.
No, you said Dr. Heckle.
All right, Dr. let's Heckle. Argue about semantics. You know what I? You know what I was?
No,
getting
no, no.
At,
I was just basically. I know. I'm not picking. I'm not Drex. I'm not picking on that one. I just was correcting you. That's all. But as for that, no, I don't believe in that. I think that basically people who do that.
Okay, meet this guy and then tell me.
No. Let me finish. I think people who do that allow themselves. They allow their inhibitions to be lowered to the point that they literally think that this is an excuse that I can act like a shit heel.
No. I'm sorry. But
one minute to go, and it's time to leave.
I'm sure some people are like that. Dak, I'm sure that some people are like
that.
It's
11 right now.
But some people, it's almost just time to go. The alcohol fucks with their chemicals and makes them evil.
My father drank heavily.
So what? Just because it didn't happen to your father doesn't mean it doesn't happen to someone else. My brother's an alcoholic, but he doesn't turn into a fuckhead when he's drinking.
I got a relative who does turn into a vegetable mass, okay? Walks into the house, opens the closet door, and pees in the closet because he has no freaking brain cells when he drinks.
Well, actually, I've been so drunk that I have basically pissed in the coin slot of a phone booth.
Okay.
But the question is, the question is, did
that's
you get
a little
your
different.
Change?
No, I was basically...
Somebody
I had...
who thinks the CIA is after him when
he's drunk.
Like, that type of... That type
true.
Of...
Oh, God, no!
Yeah, but you're right. He's not.
When I used to drink heavily, I turned into the puke machine.
Puke machine.
The thing is, I apologize, Al. I'm not picking on, I don't really know your thing, but I actually really think that people who do this just allow themselves, they feel that their inhibitions have slipped it enough, that they feel that this is licensed to act like a shithead.
I used to believe that too, until I met this guy. And he is a totally fucking super nice guy. And when he drinks, he beats his family. He used to beat his family, and then they called the cops. And
Okay, as a footnote,
he wants to beat them.
The really funny
drunk.
Thing about people when they're drunk, I have a funny drunk story. My funny drunk story is involving the chicken. So, in case anybody ever really wonders about what the chicken...
Sorry, just to pause, that picture on the internet of the chicken's balls...
Occurred during alcohol.
No, he was not drunk yet.
No, he wasn't. He voluntarily did that.
He was not drunk.
All right. In any case, the chicken...
You're well warned before you see this on the website.
Ever,
don't worry.
If you ever
worry.
Watch a chicken eat,
it's
a chicken will actually
first.
Eat and eat and eat and eat and eat until its intestines burst.
Yep.
That's how chickens eat. Chickens drink the exact same way. The chicken doesn't drink to have a social drink. The chicken drinks to get drunk. He will drink fucking moonshine because it has a greater volume of alcohol to cram into his system as quickly as he can. So we go out on the chicken's birthday, if I remember correctly, and we wind up walking into a movie theater. Now, God love the chicken because God knows he carries more than $1,000 worth of fighting knives on him at any given moment in time. But it's true.
It is true.
We walk into the Willowbrook Theater, and I get my seat, and my wife's there, and we're all there, and we're going to watch a movie now. But Ron, and was it your birthday? Oh, it was my birthday. So
That was after we went to Fatso's.
Oh, that's correct, too. So we're standing up there. We're waiting, you know, for Ryan because he's gone into a different, paid in a different movie lineup, so he's got to find the theater that we're in. So he's already moving with function, and when Chicken drinks and he's moving with function, he looks like the Terminator looking for Sarah Connor in the bar. Right? He's like, go, right? You know, and he's walking up and down. He's got, like, jack boots on, combat pants, you know, 150 pounds of anger all going fucking insane at once. And he's walking, and you're going to notice this guy, okay? You're going to notice this guy with his high and tight hair walking up and down the aisle with fighting knives on his belt. You're going to comment. They're not just prominently displayed fighting knives, okay? But in any case... He walks down the aisle walks back out and goes down the other theater because he's half fucking smashed. He doesn't see us. But he's still moving with the I'm fucking mad motif. So he goes back down the aisle, and he doesn't know we're in the theater. And somebody behind him on the right goes and makes some fucking comment like G.I. Joe or some shit like that. And, of course, Chicken doesn't know who said it. So he turns to... Okay, so saith the chicken. Chicken turns, aims at that half of the fucking theater, and goes, "You got a fucking problem!" "You got a fucking problem here?" And he's like, "No, there's no problem here. You can go about your business.
Carry
move
on,
it on,
sir, nothing to see."
It on, you know, and I'm like, holy fuck. So... the really funny thing is we were actually in that theater, and he comes back over and sits down. But that's the way the chicken is when he drinks.
Time to end the show.
All right.
On that note.
Time to end
because
the show.
People,
so well, we hope we all get a chance to hear from you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. We'll not be here next week,
here
just
next
to let you know.
We will
be playing the tape that we record up there for the show. So
right.
You're going to hear the show next week. The next week's show, the next week after. It's very weird. No. That's just too much trouble, too much money.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
It would cost us like $1,000+ to do it.
And well, who's going to rent like for 5 days to you? It's just crazy. And it probably wouldn't work anyway. Yeah, over Y2K. So everyone say goodbye.
So
this is bye from Michelle. Closer. Say bye. Come on, just say bye. Just say bye. There we go. Next one, goodbye.
Rather bold.
Bye from the dark one.
Bye.
Bye from Chicken.
Hi, you're on
hey,
radio.
Talk to y'all
it?
Later.
It's the Calamari X.
Calamari X.
Calamari X, what's up?
Not much. Just chilling at the computer here.
Excellent.
Well, we're leaving Calamari.
So what did you think of the show? It's your first time listening, right?
Yep.
What did you think of the show?
Entertaining, boring.
Yeah, I like it.
Excellent. Listen next week, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
2 weeks. All right.
2 weeks, sorry, two
so
weeks.
What did you want to say?
Just that.
All right, well.
Say what the hell.
Hey.
Say what the hell? Oh,
hey, thanks
yeah.
for calling.
And goodbye from the kitchen in there. Say bye-bye. Bye-bye. Muffled goodbye from Sean. And Enki?
Go fuck yourselves, all of you.
Yep. Holiday wishes. Girl on the left?
Farewell.
Green fingers.
See you next year.
Bye.
Bye from Kimberly.
Bye from Drexel.
Bye.
From?
Just Al.
Bye from Dak.
And
this is, of course, the end of civilization as we know it.
That
well,
this may be the last
actually,
show ever, right?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Everything's going to collapse.
See you on the other side
and,
of Armageddon, folks.
1,000 years of slavery under a dark lord and master. But, you know, other than that, things are going to... The NDP are getting in again?
And this is goodbye from...
Oh, yeah, they're coming back, baby.
Sumerian. And see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.